The following is intended for mature audiences only. Discretion is advised.
Like, there was an article, it was a TikTok post, who cares? Anytime I say, this article that I read, you can just picture me scrolling. But, so I was reading this article. I was watching this TikTok.
Hey, everybody, it's Teresa. Welcome to Exaggerated. Let's get into it.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Exaggerated. I'm so glad that you're joining us this week. Craziest, funniest week. I'm already laughing because I'm so excited to bring this episode to you guys because I'm in like one of those like silly moods. It's been so sunny out. It's like summer. Like this is like the first like touch of summer in New York City. And like, oh, I can't wait. Like it's just been, you know, you walk outside and you don't have to like think, you know, you don't have a jacket on, you don't have a hat on, you don't have to have six bags with you so you can bring extra shoes in case they get wet. You know, it's just like, you're just like in bike shorts, like hopping in the car. You're in a sundress floating onto the subway. But then you're smack hit with like a scent and like the air conditioner's broken. And there's like, you know, like you're brought back to reality really quickly on the subway. But still, you walk outside in the sun and it's just, oh my God, it's so, so nice. So I have a really fun episode planned for you. Planned. Like I write things down and then... And then sometimes I don't even look at it. And I don't say that as like a bragging like thing. That's like a problem. It's called ADD. No, I'm like feeling so like, so I'm feeling so good because it's like sunny out, it's summer. It feels like, all right, like it's on the horizon. We made it through the heavy winter, you know, but also I feel like, oh, I'm been like working nonstop. Okay. And you guys have to remember I'm a comedian. I'm this podcast host. Great. I also work like in the day as a creative, as a model, as an actor, but it's like still work. So I'll have like deadlines and I'll have auditions due and I'll have meetings to go to. And like, so it's like I have like my 2-year-old on top of that. So it's like some days I'm like, how am I alive? Am I still here? I don't know what I did with my time before I had a child. And you hear like parents say that all the time. They're like, what the hell was I doing? We were working out and we were sleeping. That's what we were doing. Everything else is like pretty much the same. I'm just not able to work out as often. And I'm totally feeling it. And I'm bringing this up on purpose, like trigger warning, body image, I guess. But like, I'm bringing this up on purpose because I literally work as a model. My body is regularly measured, right? So I know that the numbers aren't that different. You know, like, of course, you gain weight, you lose weight, my measurements change. But like, even on days where I'm like, oh, I feel terrible, I feel so fat, I haven't like been able to work out, like my clothes don't feel good, blah, 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 I'll literally get measured and the numbers will be the same as they were like a week ago when I was like, oh, I feel good. And I know with women, it's like, our cycle has a lot to do with it. So I'm not getting into that right now. I'm just going to talk about like the general like emotions around that. But like all day today, I was like, oh, like I think the season changes and you're like pulling out your summer clothes. You're like trying shorts on, trying a dress on. And like in our heads, we're automatically like, oh my God, those shorts don't fit anymore. Like I'm such a piece of shit. I gained so much weight. I'm not as tiny as I was last year. And it's like really... Did the shorts shrink? When did you buy the shorts? Did you buy them at the beginning of the summer? Did you buy them at the end of the summer? Did you buy, like, how does the size run? Like, clothes, especially seasonal clothes, I find to be very, like, deceiving. Like, the other day, it was super hot, and I put on, like, this linen-y, like, dress. And I put it on, and I was like, oh, like, it felt like a little, like, tight Victorian 1800s nightgown on me. And I was like, what is this? I literally was like, oh, whatever, I'll deal with it later because I was busy. I wore it for probably an hour just around my house getting ready and it stretched out and was fine and felt exactly as it did before. So I probably washed it last year, put it in the summer bag and then like didn't think about it. And it's also probably like from H&M. So it's made out of like dental floss and hope. You know what I mean? Like, it's not a good quality piece that you're like going to measure for size. It's like a linen Mishkan Brule, like quick throw on summer dress. Like, let's mark this. And I'm telling myself this as much as I'm telling you this. Let's make this summer the summer where, like, if it's not comfortable and it doesn't fit, we throw it out. Like, who cares? Donate it. Give it to someone else. Wear it as a headband. Like, let's just stop with this, like, oh, I used to be a 4. I used to be a 6. Who cares? I literally make clothes with companies for a living. And none of the sizes are the same. And I'll be the same size across brands. I should do an episode all on that. Let me know if that's interesting to you. Because I feel like we're all out here torturing ourselves. Like, well, last year I was a 27 in jeans and now I'm a 28. And it's like, really? Like, it means nothing. It means absolutely nothing except to the brand. That's all that matters. But yeah, so anyway, I feel like I don't have the outlet of exercise lately. Like, I'm exercising in a sense that I throw around a 25-pound baby child all day, every day. Like, my arms are toned because I lift her and the dogs all day long. I'm walking a ton because I live in New York City. I go upstairs a ton because of the subway. Like, but I don't have that dedicated outlet, and I'm working on getting it back, but it's just really hard with, like, being a full-time parent, being a full-time person in the world. But it feels like that's, like, missing so much. And so now the season is changing and I feel like my legs are, like, pasty pale and I have a tire around my stomach and I'm like, oh my God. But then it's like, it's probably fine. You know, like, I'm probably just bloated from the stresses of life. You know, I'm probably just wearing an inner tube of stress around my waist and it's, like, gonna be fine, you know? And maybe I'm just making excuses and I'm just gaining weight, but I don't know. I just feel like meh. And I purposely say that now because I guarantee that, like, next week or the week after, when I'm ovulating and I'm like, oh, God damn, look at these abs, baby, shake it, shake it. And I'm heading to a construction site to be catcalled. You know, I'm going to come jump back on and be like, guys, false alarm. Turns out I was just a little bit bloated because I had a salty dinner. I'm actually fine. Like, our bodies don't change that drastically. Like, it's like people around the holidays will be like, oh my God, I gained 20 pounds over the holidays. You didn't. Like, you probably feel like shit. You're probably bloated. Maybe you've eaten too much sugar. Your tongue is feeling a little raw and your throat hurts because you've just been sucking back candy. But you didn't actually gain, like, 12 pounds. Like, to put on, like, weight takes time. It also takes fucking time to take it off. God damn. All right. Anyway, I just wanted to say that so that I can be like, oh yeah, remember when you felt like shit 6 days ago? What could possibly have changed in 6 days? So go for a walk. Get outside. It's sunny. If it's not sunny by you, I don't know what to tell you. Best of luck. I've been in the gray winter, so I don't feel bad for enjoying my sun. I'm on the seltz lately, guys. I'm drinking a lot of seltzer because it's going to make me burp too, which I don't want to do into the microphone. Ay, ay, ay. It's hard, you know, hard to be me. Here I go with my yawning because I'm trying not to burp. Okay, I'm good now. When my daughter burps, she likes to burp because she doesn't really understand it yet because she's only 2. So she'll have, like, a little burp and it'll be like, and she goes, oh, mommy, Vivi burp. And then I'm like, oh, you did? And then she looks at me and she goes, like, she tries to, like, burp again. And I'm like, oh, imagine not knowing about a burp and then it happens to you and you're just like, whoa, wee, something's going on here. Like, life must be so exciting for a 2-year-old. It really is. Like, you see her look around with wonder at the world. The other day I was getting dressed for an audition and I have this shirt that, like, if I ever audition as, like, a teacher or an eldest daughter questioning her dad, or, like, an HR representative. Like, I have this, like, shirt. And it's just, like, a pretty silk top that, like, looks good on camera. The shoulder looks nice. La-di-da-di-da. Bought it 364 years ago. Like, who cares? I'm thinking nothing of it. I'm trying to rush around. My daughter's in the room with me. I'm getting dressed. Bam, bam, bam. Rushing. All of a sudden, I put on this shirt. And it's, like, very brightly colored. And it has a pattern on it. And she... it's like a red shirt and it has, like, little white flowers on it. And it's like 10 years old. I have not thought about this thing in a million years. And so I'm like, oh, great. Got to grab the shirt. This type of role needs it, whatever. I put the shirt on. My daughter's eyes go as big as quarters and they're so blue and gorgeous. And she looks at me sparkling and she goes, oh, mommy, pretty. And the reason I'm telling you this is because I never want to forget it. It was like my heart melted into my body. I almost just said, you know what, baby, I'll stay here the rest of the afternoon and just, you can just look at your mom in this shirt because that's what you're into. Then the, like, there's a tie on the shirt that is like removable and she picked that, it fell on the ground and she picked it up and she was like, see mommy, pretty. And I was like, oh, you weren't saying I was pretty. You just think the shirt is pretty, which is really sweet too. Less about me, which is shocking, but, no, she was so cute. She was like, oh, mommy, pretty. And I was like, oh my God, you're so pure and cute. And like, you're too good for this world. But yeah, that was really cute. I don't know what made me think about that. Oh, you know what I was reading today? Oh my God, wait, this is one of the things I want to talk about. This is like so funny to me. So there was like a post or I'm like, there was an article. It was a TikTok post. Who cares? So, yeah, anytime I say this article that I read, you can just picture me scrolling on the apps. And those are my articles. That's everybody's articles nowadays. But so I was reading this article. I was watching this TikTok and it was like, post your, I forget what the brand was. I should really not be like talking about their idea without whatever. Without like mentioning what it was, but it doesn't really matter because it's like my generic memory anyway. So it's probably butchering it. But basically they were like, what's the craziest like hormonal shift you dealt with during pregnancy? And all these people, oh my God. So my favorite thing to do is read comments on these like videos. And all these people start chiming in about like the craziest shit that they thought or that they did like during their pregnancy. And I think first it was like kind of related to food. A lot of them were related to food, but some of the comments weren't. And I was crying. I was trying to explain to my husband what I was like laughing about. And you know, when you're trying to explain to somebody what you're laughing about and then you like start laughing harder. But basically they were like, oh, what's like the craziest thing during pregnancy? And so a lot of them were about food. And this one girl was like, oh, we went to Wendy's and we got my food and my food didn't have the sauce in it. And my boyfriend wouldn't go back around and wait in the line to get my sauce back. So I threw the food out the window. And if you've never been pregnant and never been like around a pregnant person, like this has had me laughing so hard because my husband read some of them and he was like, oh, this is crazy. These people are crazy. And I was like, men will never understand the absolute chaos that chaos is, doesn't even begin to cover it, but the absolute chaos that takes over our entire, like they call it baby brain, like our entire mind, body, and soul is literally like absolute chaos. And like, it's like something else is like leading us to these conclusions. Like I remember, the first one when I was super early in my pregnancy, I was so sick. I was always throwing up and smells really got to me. And I remember we had this rug in the living room and all of a sudden one day I come in the living room and my husband is sitting there and I go, move the rug, get the rug out of here. Get this rug out of here. And he was like, what? I was like, just move the rug. I'll help you move the couch. He's like, you can't like move a couch. You're pregnant. Like, what are you talking? Like, what's going on? And I was like, I smell the wool. I was like, I smell the wool in the rug. He was like, wait, do you mean like the dog peed on it? I was like, no, I just, it smells like wool. I can smell the wool fibers in the rug. And he was like, I don't even know if this rug is wool. And I was like, how dare you question me and my baby? Get the rug out of here. And it was the realest thing to me. And still to this day, so we rolled it up, like packed it up. And I put it at my parents' house because I couldn't even have it in my apartment. I was like, I can't even see this rug. Like, we just went without a rug for like the rest of we just had like a hardwood floor and a couch. The couch was just raw dog on the floor because I was like, I can't have a rug. And it wasn't any rug. Like, there was a rug in my bedroom. There was a rug in my hallway. All that was fine. It was this specific green living room rug that to this day, folks, is at my parents' and I see it. Like, it's just like in my parents' basement. Like, I'll go down to get like Christmas decorations and I look and I see it and I'm like, wool. I can smell wool. No other wool bothers me except this one specific wool rug from when I was, it was like that early, those early days of pregnancy. And that was, it's not, oh my God, it just, that was the realest thing to me. I was like, get this out of here or we're going to have to get a divorce. And my husband was just like rolling up the carpet, like, what the fuck? We're only like a couple months in. What's going to happen? And then I think things leveled out. I'm trying to think if there was anything else really crazy. The craziest thing was when my daughter was turning, like she was like flipping over because babies start with their head up and you need them, their head to be down for them to come sliding out. Yeah, this is where I say, I'm not a doctor. Please don't take medical advice. I'm like, your baby might have to flip around before it slides out. Oh, by the way, I'm not a doctor. Yeah, we know. But anyway, when my daughter was turning, she pulled my rib and I didn't know. And I was just like, oh my God, I need something to relieve this because I couldn't move. It hurt so bad. Oh my God, I could still remember that pain. And so I put Icy Hot on it and I was like, I don't know. I need like Icy Hot. So I put Icy Hot like muscle rub on it. And then I had an allergic reaction to the Icy Hot. So my husband came home and I was like paralyzed in the bed. Couldn't sit up with my rib, baby, like trying to flip around. And I just had like an inflamed red patch, like heating up my side. And I was like, sup, my ribs are fucked. I need to go to the hospital. And then the doctor was like, oh yeah, no, that's totally normal. Your ribs, just like there's muscles between your ribs and like you just, the baby pulled them. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. The baby just pulled them. Great, doc. See you later. Like, can we please make a bigger deal about this? But, oh, that's so funny. I remember that. My God, being pregnant is so hard. Not as hard as having a kid. But anyway, so I was reading the rest of these comments and oh my God, I was crying laughing. This one girl goes, when I was early in my pregnancy, I was trying to make a 3-point turn. And I got so frustrated that I burst into tears. So I'm crying, trying to finish the turn. And I just said, fuck it. And I dragged my car along the side of the building. And that to me is so funny because, yup, you'd be like, whatever, I have insurance. I got an auto body shop. Let me just, how nice is my car? You start weighing the options because there's nothing more stressful than being like stuck in a car, not like in traffic, but like stuck in a 3-point turn, stuck parallel parking. Like that is like peak level of stress. It's like the other day I had to go to UPS and I was circling the block and there's no, it's just like street parking. So it's like 1 to 2 hour, like metered. So it's not like, oh my God, you're so stressed to find a spot. You'll like find a spot eventually. But like there was no spot and no spot. And then I'm like, oh my God, it's Sunday. And like street parking rules, like you don't have to pay the meter on Sunday. So some of these people are going to stay forever. Like, oh shoot. So I'm circling and circling and circling. And I see all these people just double parking everywhere. So I just was like, just stopped the car, stuck my hazards on and went into UPS. And I was like, I am done. And in my head, I weighed those same options. I was like, what's going to happen? Like, there's going to be a ticket. That would suck. I wouldn't want to pay that money, but I'd probably call and like say everybody else was doing it too. Officer, if everybody jumped off a bridge, would you do it too? So yeah, I just, whatever. That was like my first like proper experience of like long-term double parking, car off, hazards on, going in to do 26 returns at UPS. And I was like, I don't care. There's 7 people in front of me doing the same thing. I'm not the entitled one. They are. I'm just copying them because I'm dumb. I'm a lemming. I'm not entitled. I'm stupid. So saddle up, partner. Pull up behind them. So I thought that one was really funny. And then one girl said that it was like Christmas time and there was like a special selection box of chocolates for Christmas. And she was like, my favorite bar was in the selection box. And I was saving it and I was saving it. And then I got home and I went into the selection box. And my bar wasn't there. And I took the box and it was empty and I threw it out and I voice noted. Voice noted is so much funnier than calling for some reason. And she said she voice noted her husband not to come home because he was disrespectful and inconsiderate. And then when he got home... The way she wrote it was really funny too. She was like, I told him to not come home. Thankfully, he did decide to come home and he showed me the box out of the recycling that my flavor candy bar wasn't included in that year's selection. So she had like made up in her head that this bar was there. And then, oh my God. And I know if you're like a guy listening to this, you're like, oh my God, what? This is crazy. Women are crazy. But it's literally the most, I can't even describe. I should have a scientist on the pod or a doctor come and explain what happens to women's bodies like during pregnancy, because oh my God, our hormones, like it's just crazy. Like the crying and like the way you feel about things. Like the only thing, I was so sick like I threw up for 27 weeks during my pregnancy. Like that's not that normal. You're supposed to be like morning sickness. Oh my God, first trimester. And then you have like a little bump and you're fine. No, I was just like dry heaving in the back of every Uber. And I remember an Uber driver one time being like, you have to smell Purell. Here's a little bottle of Purell. Just smell it when you get car sick and it'll go away. I was huffing that shit. I was carrying around the New York State labeled gallon of hand sanitizer from the pandemic. Remember that shit? Remember like Purell like ran out and then New York State handed out. New York City was wild, whatever. But like they handed out like the New York State hand sanitizer and they were like, this is free. And it was definitely just like vodka. Like it was just straight up alcohol smelling, like paint thinner level. Like they're like, oh, your hands can't be dirty if we burn the skin off of them. So it was like super harsh. But anyway, I would have like little bottles of that and I would just be like smelling it in the back of a taxi and I would still just throw up all over the place. We would get charged Ubers like all the time. They'd be like $100 cleaning fee. And I'd be like, I swear, Marty, I got it out of the. I'd say to my husband, I swear I got it outside the car. I didn't get it on the car. But like Uber, if you just throw up, they charge you. Like they use it as like a money gouging thing, I think. They're like, you're gross. You need to pay extra. But yeah, that was like, oh my God. It was just so funny. And then like the only thing I could eat was like, I can't even, I'm like remembering. I feel like because I was like sick and in my pregnancy, like I didn't tell anybody I was pregnant for a really long time because I was just nervous and scared. Like I had never been pregnant before. I was like sick. So I think I was like in such survival mode that I didn't really like process a lot of it. So now that I'm like, I was reading that post and like all those like bits and stuff. And I was like, oh my God, this is so funny. And it was like bringing back so many memories that I like didn't really block out, but I just didn't really like commit to memory because I was like feeling so sick. But like all I could eat was like a quarter of a bagel at a time. And then so I was like losing weight while pregnant and the doctors would be like, hey, so it's supposed to go the other way. And I would just be like, please help me. And I was eating ramen, like the real ramen, not like a healthy version of it or like from a restaurant. Like I was eating like straight up 17 cent chicken and beef ramen. And I would like drink every bit of that sodium broth. And my husband was like, that's definitely too much sodium. And I was like, watch your mouth when you're talking to me because I need this ramen. It was like the only thing that settled my stomach. And now all those things are kind of gross to me. Like I still have bagels, of course, because I'm not a monster. But the idea of like, it was, I specifically in my pregnancy wanted the Starbucks bagels, which is low key so gross because they're like those gummy, like they're made of like yoga mats. And that's all I craved in my pregnancy. I would get an everything Starbucks bagel, cut it into quarters and eat a quarter at a time. Like I'd eat a quarter, wait a couple hours, hopefully not throw up, eat another quarter. Like, oh, what a nightmare. But now we have baby child. So whatever. But yeah, so reading that post was just like so next level hilarious to me. I think I don't know how long this is because I wasn't going to necessarily talk about that. Well, you know what? Let's just do the ick and the love and like we'll move on. We'll just have like a little quick fun times. So my ick is like not giving people a direct answer. Okay. You don't have to know it all. I ran into a few people like this week in various areas of my life at various levels of power. And I say that because like it's easy sometimes to be like, oh, only big, rich CEO people do that. Or like, oh, only lowly, rude, mean young people do that. Oh, only millennials do that. And it's like, no, I experienced this at like different status levels like all week. And when people just like don't give a direct answer, and it doesn't have to be the right answer. Like an answer to a question can be, I don't know. but I cannot stand when people start like waffling and making something up and you're like, oh, this isn't about my question anymore. This is about you. Like, so if I ask you a question, like I'm specifically thinking of this like meeting that we were in for our apartment building. And the guy was like, oh my God, I should like do a whole story on that freaking meeting because it was wild. But like, he's like the higher up guy, and like people would ask a question and you'd be like, well, here's the truth, it is what it is, all right, next question. And you're just like, what? Like, he was very like dismissing people with like all this rubbish and waffling, and I was like, this says so much more about you than it does about the person asking the question or the answer to the question. It's just as easy to be like, I don't know, or I'm not clear, or let me find out that answer for you. And I think it was like a reminder to me that like, cause sometimes it is uncomfortable when you don't know the answer or somebody asks you something and you want to be impressive or you want to have something kind of, you know, interesting or funny to say. And I think sometimes the way to get to that is to, of course, just be truthful and just be like, oh, I might need to find out that answer for you, or I'm not really sure, or what do you think the answer is, or whatever. But like when you just start waffling in circles about why you don't remember it, and I would remember it, but I don't remember it right now because I'm so busy because I've got six kids and one's in the circus, and you're just like, shut up. Just be like, I don't know. It's like infuriating. And I think it was a lesson for me in like confidence and insecurity, because I was like, oh, this person is just like wildly insecure. They're not too sure they're good at their job, even though they're bragging that they've done it forever. And you're like, oh, this is about them. My question's not going to get answered. So like, I guess the takeaway from that for me was like, stay confident, stay in like, if the answer is, I don't know, there's nothing wrong with that. So just be like, I don't know. Or give the answer to the best of your ability. But like, don't just start like, well, actually, blah, 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 blah. Like, oh my God, shut the fuck up. I should shut the fuck up every so often, but I don't learn ever. And then my love is food related. I'm obsessed with these things. I got them at Costco. I think I'm late to the game here, but our babysitter told us about them and she was like, no, like you have to get it if you're at Costco. And I was like, oh really? Like, okay, cool. And she's cool. She's like Gen Z. So I was like, oh, I should do whatever she says. So, they're called True Fru, TRUFRU, True Fru. And it's strawberries with chocolate on them and they stay in the freezer, but it's not just chocolate. It's strawberries with white chocolate and then dark chocolate. And I don't know why they're so good, but you should go to Costco right now and get them. I finished the bag just before this and I'm going to get more this week. As I complain about my weight, I'm like, oh guys, I feel a little chubby. I've been eating chocolate covered strawberries out of the freezer all week. But yeah, so that's my love this week. Go get them. They're called True Fru. Trader Joe's has a version, but it doesn't have the white chocolate. So that's fine too, because I do love Trader Joe's, but try to get these ones. They have them at Costco. I'm sure they have them other places too, but you need the giant Costco bag. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much for tuning in this week. I adore all of you. If there's anything you want to hear about, if there's anything you want me to talk about, if there's anything you're curious about, hit me up on Instagram, hit me up on TikTok. And make sure you watch the YouTube of these on Big Comedy Network. Follow them across all socials at Big Comedy Network. They've been such a great partner throughout this entire season. And we're so happy to just bring you guys more and more. We have some really exciting stuff lined up. I appreciate every single second that you listen. I love you all so much. Have a great week. And remember, it's all a little bit exaggerated.
This has been Exaggerated. Thanks for sticking around till the end. Follow me on social media at Timo Lynn. That's TMOLYNN. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Oh, and join the conversation by emailing me at exaggeratedpod@gmail.com. Until next time, don't forget, it's all a bit exaggerated.